Welcome to Rights Watch, a program about human rights around the world from Human Rights Watch. I'm Jesse Graham. This is the podcast for Monday, November 2nd. These are difficult days for human rights defenders, especially in Russia. Journalists who cover human rights abuses and government corruption there are in increasing danger. Yelena Milashina knows this firsthand. She works for the independent newspaper Novaya Gazeta. Four of her colleagues have been murdered for their work. One of them was her mentor, Anna Politkovskaya. Yelena continues to publish accounts of enforced disappearances, arbitrary detentions, extrajudicial killings, torture, and persecution in the North Caucasus. She also plays a role in her newspaper's efforts to uncover the truth about Politkovskaya's murder. Yelena is the recipient of a new award from Human Rights Watch this month, the Alison DeForge Defender Award for Extraordinary Activism. Yelena Milashina is only 32 years old, but she's been working at Novaya Gazeta for more than a decade. She says it's the only place in Russia where she can truly practice journalism. But that wasn't the case when she started out.
When I came to Novaya Gazeta, I was going to write about culture. the reviews of about movies and theater and stuff like that, because everybody was doing the job I'm doing right now. Everybody was doing a real journalistic job back in 96. But then,
so the investigative journalism was still very much alive during, this was
absolutely
before Putin. So explain to me what happened, just in general terms, after Putin came in. What happened to journalism?
They understood that the information media is a great power.
By the time Yelena covered her first big story, the Kremlin had begun to take control of the media. It started during the Second Chechen War. President Putin used the threat of terrorism to justify limits on free speech.
When I got to journalism in 96, I didn't realize, of course, and I couldn't imagine that the contract, the rules will be like that, that you have to give on the table your life, and that's the price for the journalist.
In 2002, the Kursk submarine sank with 118 sailors aboard. The Kremlin and its official media said all of the sailors died soon after the explosion and that a rescue mission would have been fruitless. Yelena's reporting contradicted the government's story.
I became friends with 53 admirals and vice admirals of Russian Navy, and I find out why Kursk sank. And the main thing I was working on, the main point of my story, was I had proved that the people on submarine Kursk lived after the explosion for 2.5 days at least. And they were knocking SOS, save our souls.
In September 2004, Chechen rebels seized a school in Beslan and held more than 1,000 children, parents, and teachers hostage. The Kremlin said Russian troops stormed the building after terrorists set off bombs. But Yelena says the Russian forces fired shots that caused those initial explosions and took little precautions to protect the hostages. More than 300 people died. Most were children.
If we behave different way, if we tell the truth, if we rely on what people say, not the Secret Service of Russia or government of Russia, we could save them. We could try at least.
In the wake of Beslan, Novaya Gazeta continued to report human rights abuses in the North Caucasus. Anna Politkovskaya was Yelena's mentor at the paper. She was unflagging in her criticism of the Kremlin for its abuses in Chechnya. She was murdered in 2006.
When she was killed, I recognized that it was some sort of passing to me her contacts, her experience, her job, actually. It won't end it with her death. And so I feel like I have to continue to do it. And well, actually, I am continuing to do what she did.
Yelena lost three more colleagues this year. Human rights lawyer Stanislav Markelov and journalist Anastasia Baburova were gunned down on the street in Moscow. In July, human rights defender Natalia Estemirova was murdered in Chechnya. Yelena says in order to stay alive, she and other Russian journalists will need to raise their collective voice.
I think we have enough people still in Russia who work on this problem, who are great human rights defenders and journalists, and we should spread the responsibility. We should be together.
Do you have a message for other human rights defenders around the world? I'm sure there are a lot of people who would be inspired by your story. What's your message to them if they're working in countries that are as dangerous as Russia or even more so?
Well, they're not alone. Just because we don't know their names doesn't mean that we don't have connections with them, because what they are doing, I understand how hard it is, and I understand why they can't stop doing it. And the only thing that sometimes keep me brave, actually, that my understanding that not me, but the other will stand up and continue to do the job.
That was Russian journalist Yelena Milashina. She's currently on a journalism fellowship at the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor. She plans to go back to Russia to continue working as a journalist, despite the fact that there's been almost no justice for the killings of her colleagues. Human Rights Watch is honoring her this month, along with Ethiopian lawyer Daniel Bekele, in a series of events throughout the U.S. For more about our Human Rights Defenders program, please visit hrw.org. That's Rights Watch for this week. Human Rights Watch is an independent organization dedicated to defending and protecting human rights around the world. For more about us, including audio, video, and multimedia features, please visit hrw.org. Thanks for listening to Rights Watch. I'm Jesse Graham.